I am speaking to Anira Pronetskaya. She is working for the Committee for Defense of the Repressed in Belarus. Officially, there are no political prisoners in Belarus anymore. At least, this is the version of EU Commissioner Benita Ferrero-Waldner. What is the point of view of the Committee for Defense of the Repressed in Belarus?
We think that there are three people who are now in prison, and we see real political situation in their case. These people were accused before and they were sentenced before, and before they were recognized by Belarusian human rights defenders like political prisoners. They were released in 2007, but now they are again in prison. They are already in prison practically for 4 months, and they are accused in destroying property, actually. The property that was destroyed in 2005, and some people was already sentenced for this case and already in prison, and the victims of this case had no claims to these three people, to Nikolai Abtukhovich, Yuri Leonov and Vladimir Sipenko. But these three people are now in prison, and actually nothing happened during them in prison, no interrogations, nothing. And one of them, Nikolai Abtukhovich, started hunger strike on April 16th. And his only demand now is he wants authorities to send his case to court or to change the measure of restraint.
Can you tell us more about this man when he started this hunger strike and how is his state of health?
Actually, we don't really know the situation of Nikolai Abtukhovich in prison because it's really not a lot of information. Some time before, it was no letters from him. Several days ago, his lawyer visited him, and we know that he's in prison hospital. He has very bad tests, and some problems with his liver started. But, I mean, it's...
Anira.
Yes, sorry.
Why do people in Europe have no access to information like that?
Actually, now it's very complicated situation because politics toward Belarus starting to change, and it seems to be that Europe doesn't want to recognize anymore some political prisoners in Belarus, and our authorities also doesn't want to do anything about this. They have these people just in case, and they make their lawyers to be silent. They can't tell any information about this case, and politics are changing, and some people think that maybe now we should start to look forward, to think for future, and maybe now it's not good to have political prisoners because we could be one day in European Union, and if it will be still violation of human rights, nobody will think about Belarus as a democratic country. But these people are suffer, and the only thing that they want justice.